The best tea in the city.
Hear me. I did pose a challenge to you when you came back to Kai. I said, Mabena, we're not staying with the station for less than 3 years, so far it's an anomaly.
Yes.
I challenge you to stay for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening. I don't know what to say to you, man, because it's not like between you and I, nothing was never gone unsaid.
Yes.
I always tell you how I feel, the inspiration that you are, and the driving force behind what I do. Because it's you, and Romeo Kumalo, who have always, and then Bendigo, those three that have always been sort of my, you know, my ushers.
Yes.
And more than anything, every time I listen to you, I still realize I still have a long way to go. How you do it, I have no idea. Your intelligence, the amount of knowledge you have, my friend.
Yeah.
A lot of what you do will be missed.
Yeah. What do we say? Yeah. As promised, I said we're going to celebrate the genius that is Diane Warren. And a promise made is a promise you must keep. What's with our radio legends going to the public holidays? I mean, it was Edison on June 16, and now on Women's Day, we hear of Khomotso Mabena gone. 51, that's young. Very young. Yeah. It's going to be difficult, but we need to celebrate the man. And I'm being deliberate by saying the Bob Mabena radio. Because, number one, it was his first love. He always did everything based on radio. Everything started from radio to TV and other adventures. But radio was always there at the center of who he is. We met him on radio first before anywhere else. So let's remember the man, let's celebrate the man using that hashtag, the Bob Mabena radio. Where have you met him? Where did you hear him first? There's a song he kind of played and made you fall in love with it. And I would like to use those songs in my top 10 at 10. And obviously in other hours we'll also spread some of the songs that are of indicative of the man. Send me a voice note on 063-688-0959. Do that. You can even call in. My team is... We'll take calls as you bring them in, as we celebrate and remember the man. I spoke to Skumba yesterday. He's not okay. Khomotso Meso is not okay. No one is okay. No one is okay. And I guess it's going to be the status quo for a while because this is totally unexpected. Let the tribute pour in. There's a moment that happened on 180. All of a sudden in the morning, there's this pandemonium. Everybody's running to the studio as I was prepping for the show. And luckily it was happening around the time when I needed to go in and do my throw forward. And Goli Roberts was in the studio as well. And Greg is in the studio as well. I'm like, Iban, what's going on? There's a party in here. Clifford, hi, man.
Hey, brother.
How's it, my brother?
I'm not okay, eh?
Condolences, man.
Yeah, no condolences to the Mabena family. Mm. But you know, I was born in Maftown, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, so Bob and all the other guys, Bendigo, George Manyosi, is what Wako couldn't give a warning. So I knew them when they had nothing, when they didn't have cars. Baba Yagadi takes him out to go to broadcasting.
Yes.
So yeah. I was very, very close to them because you know, Kibabona listened to their shows, you know, Abafita, Kibakurut and all that, Kibabon. And yeah, so I then moved to Jersey and I continued. Kibakurut man who is barely blind. And my one I didn't even eat. To say that Aga Kaola. And one thing is Sunday I read an article where they was interviewing Prabob. I read it on News 24. So he was telling the journalist where the places he visited before lockdown. And he said one of the places here at we visited from Mumakhali is the Hook. And I went into Google and I checked it and I checked for no, you know, what the place is wrong and all that. You know, so when I saw the news, I was shattered because I just read with the man's story and all of those things. And I was, you know, I was not okay. But Rodmane Vaileka Speedy, and there will never be somebody like him.
No, not at all. Thank you so much for the call, man. I appreciate it. Kim Kani, hi.
Hi, Brafi.
How's it, my brother?
I'm not good to know to you. I guess I'm next, my brother.
Yeah.
I hope my name is revising. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And the song I remember, I'm going to grandma's hand. Hi.
Yes.
I'm sure. Grandma's
hand. Yeah, because I'm going to go to work here. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. I bought my better classic, the song that every time we played, he will stand and dance. And this man loved his food, eh? Funny enough, when this song plays, I can see him chewing, whatever it is. And the thing about him is, it was never too early for meat. Johnny Camp just got paid. Let's celebrate the man. Yes, let's do it. Celebrated via music, the things he used to say, the wisdom he used to share, the questions he used to ask politicians on his show. There's nothing like listening to a well-informed interviewer, because you learn so much. Even when he went, there's a clip we played when we started the show. It still baffled me how he knew so much, you know, because he was a consummate reader. And he could ask the toughest of questions and grill a politician, but they'll still hug and laugh after the show. He had that impact. He had that thing, you know. Very few people, I think, have that. And that's Bob Mabena for you. And I think even across political lines, he's loved. Okay. That's the man. That's the man. I remember the day when the former president Jacob Zuma came on his show. He asked as tough questions as possible, and afterwards, Brulus was like, "Nyabonga," you know, respectfully so. And Mabena looked at me and was like, "Yeah, hey, this was the toughest, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I really did." You know that moment we just played for you when he went and Aitoto Yaliwan? Let me tell you what was happening in the studio. Adamotea, midlife crisis, guys. Little did we know that Mabena was serious. Eh? Thabo Shole was the producer. Bob, Emon, where are they? Chasing after him. And then after that, it was the State of the Province address. Nomvula Mokonyane was the premier. And Bob Mabena made it to the speech. He says, "Bob Mabena, siyabonga for protecting the symbols of our country." Eh? That's Mabena for you right there. What are your memories? On radio, you've listened to the man for over 30 years. The things he said, the funny moments, I mean, from Eugene Khoza to Skumba. There's just so much. Just on Kaya alone. Yeah? And we're still going to be celebrating and sharing those stories in my top 10 at 10. Tupac! You can never talk about Bob Mabena and not mention Tupac, can you? Oh, yeah. And before that, I also played you... what did I start with? I started with Nonchalant, 5 o'clock in the morning. One of his favorites to start the show with. Oh, yeah. And my brother... A vinyl soldier, Tabo Palat, is on the line. Tabo.
Prati.
How's it, my brother?
It is what it is. Yeah. But I think we need to celebrate the man, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do. We owe him that much, at least, as a country.
You, very few people get to play with their heroes, or at least to work with them.
Yeah.
You're one of those.
Yeah, I played with him. One memory that I still have that I hold to heart is a couple of years back. I played just before him at the club at Nish.
Mm.
It was his a common friend who is a brother to me, Winston Maimane's birthday party.
Yes,
and I played my last song was a song by Liz N. The name of the song is Hungry.
Yes.
Man, Brabop went crazy.
Yeah.
I think if Nanyabon Shapara, Elon Shapara,
are we glad when I saw Nana Tora Glaz, Nana Tora Glaz at Lagoe?
Ah, this is.
Yeah, why is it? Are there's only one Jack? There's only one
Jack. Yeah, you know him and Uncle Jack.
Him and Uncle Jack were friends.
Were friends. So he just went crazy. I haven't heard the song in a long time.
Yeah.
And I just played it, and then he was, you know, I think he just went crazy. And a couple of years moving forward, another party, Winston's party again, because we used to share the stage a lot there. So there was one in Maboneng. So there I played, it was an afternoon set, and then I played Barry White, playing a game, baby.
Hey.
So before I played it, he said, Andre, I'm both studying on Shapagain. Hey, Rabob, I don't know.
I
hope we're Shapaga something.
And
just chilling there with the guys, and I played that song. And he came, and he just danced again. I knew you were surprised me yet again.
Yeah.
And those are the memories. I mean, I think let us not cry. Let us celebrate the brother.
Yeah, going too soon, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Way too
definitely.
Soon.
Definitely. Yeah, way too soon.
Tabo Palatse, condolences, my brother.
Yeah. It's sad. It's sad, but... I think the heavens are smiling, Bratty.
I've gained an angel, indeed.
Definitely.
Thank you, Tabo Palatse. That's our man, Tabo Palatse, right there. Now, 89, 90, around that era, that's when he was at Metro doing the afternoon drive. This is how he will start his show. Play that, Chris.
I can't wait to get home to you.
Yes.
I've got so much work to do. Work, work.
Mama Bena. We show Benya. The Jebba. We show gonna Benya. Bob my Bena on Radio Metro. Yeah. Now go get a school uniform, Papa. That school bag. Yeah. Hold over that cheapy fella, but Luigi Sakamoto. I'm gonna play that Luigi Sakamoto, by the way. Keep those voice notes coming through as we celebrate the man, Bob Mabena. Hence the hashtag, the Bob Mabena Radio. It was so different from any other kind of radio. On 180 with Bob, every member of the team had a day to select a song. And I think it was a Thursday. Thursdays were his days. And he chose a brand new heavy song that I last played or even at least listened to while I was still on campus. And when he played it, I remember it transported me to a place because my days at varsity were the best years of my life. So anything that really takes me there, it kind of just is as you've hit me on a soft spot. And without him knowing, that's where he took me. He took me to the station of the mind of its own, Bob 540. Because that was the only station that jammed the song. And he chose that song that very particular day. And I was getting angry. What did I expect? Yeah. I'm better, my bro. I'm better, my bro. My bro. Wow. I was so teary. And I walked into the studio. I was like, dude. Oh, man, you took me back. Oh, yeah, you took me back. So, sure, I'm sure you have a song that reminds you of Bob Mabena. Who do we have on the line? Hello, Valencia, good morning.
Hi, T, how are you?
I am good, Val.
Hey, T, I'm gutted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, just a small piece.
Sure.
In Koputang, Uncle Bob, when we were growing up, Kabo 94, 95.
Yeah.
Excuse the lyrics. Mm. My husband, who's my husband now, then he was my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Let's get the groove. Oh, yes, I got it. We've got the groove. Yeah. Bob has got the groove. Oh, yes, I got it. We've got the groove. Yeah. Like, we would play Kapinaya Hahe, like calling each other's names. And
it's funky.
It was so nice. Yesterday, discussing. Yeah, no, I remember my husband told me, Kilimutovu, I was busy cooking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just froze. And, yeah. I know how close you were, guys. Bahama Bena, the one that was to be the whole South Africa is like a head to stand it in the
TV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The uncle of the radio business. If Joshua Dogwa finish, honey, the uncle of the radio business.
Paid.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Val. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no, I hope you guys find solace more. You know what? Yeah, I'm shaking as we speak.
Thank you, dear. Loena, condolences. Hector.
T-Boss.
Eita.
Hey, Chief. Wait, I was just about to drive out.
Hector Matabe, banna. Matabe. Hector the motivator. The man who gave me my first radio. Hey, Tula. The man who gave me my first radio advice that I took forever, he said, be yourself. This is the man.
Thank you, Tibos.
Hector the motivator, we lost the benchmark.
We lost the legend. We lost the Michael Jackson of radio. We lost the Michael Jordan of radio. We lost the Mike Tyson of radio. A legend, my man. And a guy who was larger than life, but yet so humble. That part I learned from him, and I just can't.
Yes.
I couldn't. I decipher for Mara. How do you become so big yet make yourself so not small, but just fit in and make yourself so approachable and so accessible to everyone? I just couldn't understand how he balanced that. It was a very interesting balancing act. Tibos Thabo gave us Kid Sweat. How can Dali Kid Sweat be so quite a blind? Something just ain't right. And he was the first crossover artist DJ, in my opinion. That he had this cross appeal. That's why he ended up with I Felt That Well Makua. And I learned something. Bob, I'm not joining the radio, Bob. I think he was up 19 or 20.
19,
and
yeah.
Bob was just so smooth and suave and debonair. And I asked myself, why was he sounding so smooth? And then one day I read an article around 1990. Decision. And then I read this article. I don't know if it was in Bona or Drum magazine. And he said in that article, the reason why he was so eloquent is because he spent time with Lemangam, Lakopitur, from Adrej, Ayapitur, and then, remember, he was a club DJ before he was a radio DJ.
Yeah, yeah. So, and he was a nerd. People don't know that Mabena was a nerd.
So what happened is, that's how he became so eloquent, and now, bands like Climby Fisher, who plays Climby Fisher on Black Radio? I mean, Climby Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Rise to the occasion,
Yeah, and he introduced us to Tears for Fears, remember? So in the Seeds of Love. And Asha Pale, when Oletta Adams was introduced to the stage of the world, Tears for Fears, Woman in Chains.
Yes.
The way Mabena would introduce that. And that was Mabena for you. And the other side that I don't know, that two things he was talking about. The jazz part of Mabena. Did you know that, Mabena? Mabena played jazz.
Yeah.
He played beautiful jazz. Harry Connick Jr. It was Bob Mabena. Recipe for Making Love. And during his father's funeral, and I think that's where he learned his jazz, he was playing Donald Byrd. Donald Byrd. And I was like, this dude is... And then there was a time on Metro when Bramish Mabena was not in, maybe so rest in peace as well. Mabena stood in for Bramish Adlala Jazz. But one of the songs, the way I feel, Payton.
John Payton.
Big
John Payton,
First, the good Mabena Shapada track, I was defeated. Or now, what is it that this guy doesn't know? That moment, Mabena is still doing racing cars. The next day, this guy, Chief, I was in awe. Now, when I came to work with him there, when I was in Kaya FM, Chief, every day, if it was nearly Twitter, not a trend every day, because I just couldn't understand that I was working with the man who, because after that article that I read in 1990, I made up my mind that I am going to be on radio because of Bob Mabena and because of that. So that's the impact. Now, Peter Reverend,
Yes.
And the teacher, something on air, he'll call you because remember, you're our programs manager. And
yes.
Then gently coach you and say, you know, I'll put it this way, that you were without the Reverend. You don't really want to have an impact with the Reverend.
Hector? Thank you so much for the memories and condolences to you too, my brother.
Thanks to you, and thank you. Do a great job in remembering and honoring this great mega superstar, the Michael Jackson of radio, gone too soon.
Indeed.
Bratzi, ex-refugee from Burgersfort. For me, like Bob, I was introduced to him as a young girl while there was still Radio Bob. Yeah, like I remember just listening to him on Radio Bob. My parents used to listen to Radio Bob, and there was this Bob Mabena guy. And then I think he moved to Metro, and then I finally got to see him on TV. So yeah, I mean, it's so true that he was... He's the entertainment icon, and this is life, or TV, radio life won't be the same. It won't be what it used to be without Bob Mabena. So yeah.
The Bob Mabena radio, that's exactly what we're talking about and celebrating the man. If you're still wondering what happened, we lost a giant yesterday because of a cardiac attack. He was just been released out of hospital on his way home with his wife, and then he says, hey, I can't breathe. And there's a parallel there. The same happened with Eddie Zondi, his wife driving him to hospital, saying, I can't breathe. And then both of them public holidays. There are no coincidences in this world, I normally say. But I just so wish this was not one of those. But anyway, as we remember and celebrate the man, keep those voice notes coming through as we're going through the music that he so made us love and enjoy, and share your stories as well. That stories and those stories continue after the break. The legend, the icon of radio, the man who has made it cool for all of us, the 70s kids, to feel that, listen, we can change our lives through the power of the microphone. And if there's one person that I know for sure is deeply affected, because their friendship goes back, I think as far back as 89, it's our very own colleague, George Manyosi. Linyos.
Hey, Mugwile.
How did you get in going to Hortman?
I know, bro. I know. Yesterday was rough, ne? I was just breaking down, just, yo. Yeah, no. Bawling, crying, yo. Mamina, you know how it is.
Yeah.
Just waves and waves. And I had to go to his house and be with his wife and children. Mm. And broke down there. Notemba was there. And you know what? That started the healing. So,
yeah
since then, I can talk. I'm not crying. So it's beautiful today.
When you met...
Yeah.
Was this 89 when he moved to Bob?
Yeah, yes, it was 89, early 89. Because he's been, you know, with Sekgali, Aldrin Mokgosi. He connected with him, and Aldrin was already on radio.
Yes.
Then Dan started ka 88 towards end of the year as well.
Mm.
But he's been knocking at the door constantly. And Sekgali Mokgosi was helping him and, you know, training him and all that equipment-wise. And eventually, he got the break because there's this guy on the drive show who was, you know, who had a problem with the station at that time. And so they remembered this Bob Mabena kid who was just hanging around go reception for such a long time. You know, every time, he wouldn't go. Six months, nana go for Sekgali in Mafikeng, go Unit 2. So, long short, he then was given that break when that dude was let off. And, that's where it started. I then was told about him. I listened to him. I was told by him, by a classmate, good friend of ours, who was then in Radio Bob News, Pierre-Lo Isaac Nyagate.
Yeah.
And he said, Joe, when you meet this guy, you and this guy are going to connect so much. You're going to love this guy. He just reminds me of you. I had no idea. I started listening to him, and I knew a destiny was about to happen. Yeah.
What a mind. What a mind for radio. What a personality.
Dude. He was charisma. He's like everybody has been describing him, star and all that. And when I got to know him, we sat down, and you know what? We related from our teenage years, because we used to be 702 music lovers. Boston Cats, those guys.
Well,
Neil Johnson was at 10 at night, our boss.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, 10 to 2 at night. And we used to listen to those guys. But John Beck's, you know, Gary Edwards and all that. And we loved that music so much. So we connected from there, Lima Banner, when we sat down. Joe, you used to look, remember the song? Oh, yeah, you know?
Mm.
And we clicked. And then that foundation, we just added bricks on it, the Radio Bob.
Earlier on, I was telling Kaya Breakfast that the first time I met him, it's actually the. It was actually the very first time I met you too.
Yeah.
In 1993, Utro check.
I call Metro, and he came through, and he would come to my home, Moharam.
Yes.
And then that day, we went to pick up my girl.
Yes. About some Okoloying, my Ben.
Yeah. That was my Benda when I met him. He was like that. He was the new Jack Swing kid. Okay.
Oh yeah.
He was I wanna. You know.
Exactly.
I wanna do it like this, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what? Something I'll tell you. Tefala Tipe, the station manager then, and you know, Mabena incidentally just interviewed him, Mo Power, this Friday.
Oh, wow.
Just at about 8:45, because you know they were talking about their brother Ed, another legend,
who
passed on,
so
Saturday was his burial. So they were talking about him, and anyway, so going back there, somehow I played a pressure game on Tabula Chipe, and he decided, okay, we're gonna have to hire this guy full time, because I was part time for the whole year.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but I've done every single show.
Yeah.
Long short, Tapala Tipe in his style calls me and says, from Monday, you're doing a show with Bob Mabena.
Yes.
And Mabena has been on the breakfast show by himself. So I went to Bob's house. He was still sharing with Glenlou. He said, go Bob TV flat. They were living together. I said, did Tinta tell you? He said, yes. I said, did he tell you what we're going to do? He says, no. I said, great. Because guess what? We are just about to write history. That radio that we talked about, it's here. We're going to do it. We're going to set the trend. We're going to make history. Wireless say yola made those. And that was the beginning. That dude, yeah, he sat down, he listened. And I said to him, look, you're already Bob. You don't change anything about you.
Yes.
You are it. Now I'm going to come in. I'm going to dance around you. That's it. I'm going to flex. I'm going to put it together. Producing, content, everything. Wena, you just stay and do what you do. But for us to gel on radio same time, because we shared a microphone. Those are my AID microphones in the studio. It's one mic, cuz.
Yes.
And so I said, the only way we can do this, because we don't have time. We're starting Monday. You need to get out, ditch Louis, Glenn Lewis, the Teddy Bear of the airwaves, Matako himself. Yes. Ditch him, get out of that house. I'm getting out of that back room. I'm looking for a house we're going to rent. And we got together and we got married. And that's where it began, Joe. The magic started there.
My brother, condolences.
Thanks again, my brother. We're together, Tibos, all the way. Yes. The legend continues.
All right. Look, I'm going to take a quick break. And I'm going to now bring my peer. My technical producer says, what break? Go on. Take this thing. Do it. All right. First things first. Let me bring my peer, the man that I started my professional radio career with, the one and only, Tato Sekwan, DJ Fresh. Hello, my boy.
Mokwile,
get grand,
Mfanagete. I think we are as grand as we can be, also given that we're celebrating, the massive biobab of the radio. We don't have a choice. The show's gone,
Funny enough, as I was preparing the show, because as much as I know this is a tribute show, you still need to prepare, and then that's the school we come from.
Yes, sir.
And even Bob, appreciated that with our generation of radio, that we didn't go on air without any prep. And as I was doing this, I said, if there's one thing I need to do today is to call you and say condolences to you, but don't cry for long, because now the baton is firmly in your hands, because after Bob, there's Fresh in terms of the benchmark of what South African black radio is about. So condolences, but you better wipe those tears very quickly, because you need to lead.
You know, the weird thing is I'm still so numb that I haven't allowed myself to feel that Bob is gone.
Yeah.
And it's a weird way of dealing with it, but it will help me get through the initial loss that I think we're all feeling. And in fact, with the pressure that you're putting me under right now, one thing I actually always learned from Bob was that radio is about making it seem easy. Don't try too hard. Let radio happen.
Yeah.
And I think he was the kid.
Yeah.
Ben and a guy. And I guess also the generation of you guys that were doing radio before the internet existed. You were forced to think out the box. You were thought to turn everything into content, because everything is content. Nowadays with the internet, everyone is reading the same stories, the same things, all sounding alike. And one thing I appreciate about the school's Sabomabena of radio is exactly that because you are thinking on your feet all the time, you are creating content on your feet. Sometimes from nothing you create content. It's school of radio that continues to do it seamlessly. You know, my dad made it so, just wake him up and say, here's a mic, do anything, and he do it.
I need you to move around a bit there, Fresh, because the network is kind of failing us a bit. I need you to move around a bit so that we can.
I'm standing on one leg. Can you hear me?
Yeah, much better, much better. I think one leg and remember the arm to the ceiling.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear us? Are we having him? Are you there?
Okay, I'm good.
Ah, much better, much better.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When I spoke to him and I interviewed him a number of times, and we spoke about radio today and the radio in the future, he had only one regret.
Mm.
And that regret was you. He said, with all the things I could call, I could point at talent, I could open a door for talent, I only have one regret, not opening that door for fresh. Did you know that?
You know that we often laughed about it. Because like you, I met Mabena in 1993. And then now when I met him, I was studying law at the University of Botswana. And also doing it part-time at the Saturday show. And, you know, we hit it off immediately when we met at this event. You know, he didn't have a superstar. He didn't have a staring about it.
None.
He literally embraced me as, okay, so this is the kid that's going to be opening for me. I mean, I remember I stayed for his set. I watched his from backstage also. And, you know, we were exchanging names of records that we were both playing. And we exchanged numbers and friendship was born. But I was also still a university kid that was supposed to get radio. So I was always giving him DM.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, I had a long standing joke. Every demo, because I mean, it's under your bed somewhere, it was not Tava. You know? But like already, you're always ready to help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's a quick story. I mean, I remember I called already to drop off at the radio box. It was 1993. Yeah. You know, Aldrin went to me at the water, and we drove into Maratu together.
Yeah.
And he took me up. I didn't know what he said. I gave him up. Then I've got Aldrin, like, down the road. And then he went in there, he walked in there, walked a quarter again. I'm like, he's at home. And for me, it was surreal.
Yeah.
This is the housemaster. This is Aldrin Mkhosi introducing me to, you know what I mean? And Bob was exactly the guy himself. He can tell us that from the same school of, it doesn't diminish my lives.
Mm-hmm.
Help our brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, and the fact that Naripata, brother Edie, just this past Saturday.
Yes.
So rest in peace. It's almost like a radio, an army of broadcasters to heaven to show them how radio is done.
Hence, I was saying, the baton, my friend, the torch, is firmly in that arm of yours.
And I don't take it for granted. I will not let you down.
Condolences.
Condolences to you. Thank you, bro.
There you go. Robert Marawa, after this. There's no way when you're on radio today and you're celebrated and your name echoes in the four walls of most houses and homes that you haven't really rubbed shoulders or even met or even breathed the same air as Bob Mabena. And condolences to you, Unati, and I'm sure you have a story to tell.
I'm sorry for your loss as well, Tabo. I think I love what you're doing. I think we want to follow in that and just allow our listeners to remember him in radio and also in television, of course. If I may be honest, I'm sorry for your loss and the station and Power and everybody.
Yeah.
It was wonderful listening to you and Fresh. And I say that's why, allow me to be honest, I was trying to avoid this moment. And Chris said I can't. So I do, and I think for me, I'll take you back. We were burying his father Ubaba Kabob.
Yeah.
And this is at Atridgeville after the ceremony. And this is when After Tears was still our thing, you know?
Yeah.
Hello. And the Africans that people in Atridgeville brought is so beautiful. Exactly. And
it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. And for me, that is my moment with Brappy, you know, saying goodbye to his father. Him introducing us to all his childhood friends that he was still friends with. Aldrin Sekgale Mokgotsi, just so excited to be hovering around him like he always did.
Mm. Good morning, T-Boys.
And just being happy with
sad news indeed.
Cassandra's there.
I'd like to send my condolences to Bob Mabena's wife, his children, his family, and the...
We are here again. Sorry, I'm a Timona Zamuspazamis. I know, I'm a Timona Zamuspalagis. So for me, it was that, Brati, and staying until well into the night, and they telling stories about Uprapi growing up in Pretoria, and just being a part of him, because he wouldn't just let you be someone he mentored at work. He literally infiltrated our ecosystem and allowed us to infiltrate his. I mean, I've been talking to the whole morning today, it's a big, big, big loss for both of us. And then he said, this is Thomas, there's a reason why we're all still here. We were blessed to have spent real time with him, and it's our responsibility now to live and take those memories, those lessons, in moving forward and keeping his honor. And I thought when you said school is out, it's our responsibility, right, as the pupils who were in that school with him as head boy, to do such exactly what Thomas has said, that it's our responsibility now to live and take these memories and lessons moving forward to honor him.
I take it that 12 to 3 is also going to be a continuation of a celebration.
Yeah,
of the night.
I mean, we let music be the hero because he was the jammer, and we let our listeners share.
Yeah.
Their experiences and how he touched them. Thank you for a great show.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to 12 to 3 as we continue to remember and celebrate the man that is the Mabena. Marawa on his show yesterday said something very powerful. He said there is radio and then there's Bob Mabena. Marluput.
Hello.
Condolences, man.
And I meant every word by that. Thibaut's lamented because you have to separate the two in the same way that you bring the two together. There have been a lot of people that have contributed towards the destruction of what radio is and what it's supposed to be and what it should be. Growing up listening to Mabena, and as Justine said yesterday, I mean, he was the radio superstar, and I can't disagree with that. And my first experience of that was in Durban, KZN, Smith Street, West Street, and there was an appearance that Bob Mabena was making downtown in Durban and by Edgar's. And I took that opportunity at that stage. You know, my sister had an apartment by Russell Street, and I was like, no, let me quickly escape here. Let me go down to the Smith and West Street. Let me go and have a glimpse of what this jammer guy that I admire so much looks like or is like. And I couldn't believe what I saw. I saw throngs of people. It was almost like a Michael Jackson type of appearance where... He was mobbed in the streets. There were, you know, city of Durban police that were there to try and control the traffic. I couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, I knew that he was powerful. I knew that he was a strong radio person. But that sort of reception was reserved for TV superstars. Not for radio people. But there was Mabena in the middle of KZN, in the middle of Itewini, bringing traffic to a standstill. One man with a powerful voice and a desire for radio. That is why when I said there was radio and it's Bob Mabena, we must separate but bring together.
What song takes you to him? What song, when listening on radio, that he played in such a way that he kind of owned it? Let me tell you a funny story before you answer that question.
No.
Do you know that I thought Radio Bob was named after him? That's how powerful the man was. Honestly speaking, and when he left to join Metro, I was like, what's going to happen with Radio Bob now? Are they still going to continue calling it Radio Bob?
I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you. You know what? The Bossa Nova, he was about cultural movement, and I knew he was about African-American life here. I knew he was about the struggle. So for me, anything by Tupac. You know, when you see Mapena, you see Tupac. So for me, I'm not even going to pigeonhole him. I'm not going to put him in one song category because even on the African continent, he loved so much that was authentically African. But I'm just going to give where his desire, where he just let rip, where if he was an outside of the studio environment, you know, Bob Mabena would know Tupac. He knew Tupac as if Tupac was his next door neighbor. Like when Pick It Up come and pick up the rubbish bins on a Monday or a Tuesday, he would be there with them to just pick up on the pieces. And, you know, the fact that he was such an activist, Tupac, also spoke volumes about the activist in Mabena. And as much as he was seen to be a DJ, there was much more than a DJ in that in that human body that he was. And I don't want us to ever lose that. I don't want us to ever lose that revolutionary side of him. Like I said in the beginning, there are a lot of people, and I got to thank a station like Kaya FM, who, when I see a lineup that they posted, I don't know if it was earlier today, not much makes sense. I didn't even bother to look when it was posted. But there was just a lineup of the DJs that were part and parcel of Kai, and Bob was there. And everybody else was there. And I'm saying to you, and listen to me very strongly, Thibaut, I say to you, reflect on some of, or a radio station that would purport to be strong and powerful. But if you asked them to give you the same thing that Kaya has put out in terms of their DJ lineup of a specific year, and ask if that radio station can produce for you a lineup at any stage in their past 10 years, they will not be able to give you that lineup in the same way that Kaya was able to produce and showcase and show people that at a particular time, this was the Kaya FM family. This is where Bob was, Walter Mgwena, Gloria Mshweshwe, everybody. Yes. This is where they were.
Including Reedy, the rapper at the time.
Nazog, Parrot. So what I'm saying, that if you are there to maintain the ethos and the culture of what radio is and is supposed to be, why are there people that are working against radio and its ethos and what it's supposed to be, including its culture? There are radio stations, Tibos, that will verbally tell you that they are the greatest. But if you had to ask them to give you their lineup in the same format that Kaya was able to give and put out today for just their past 10 years, I'm going to go back to the days when they were formed. I'm talking about just the past 10 years. They will not be able to give you that. Because why? They ran away from the culture, the ethos of what radio is. They ran away from where they were supposed to serve people, radio. They started serving themselves and their greed and their politics and their nonsense. Bob Mabena was part of that radio station, and he did not deserve what he got in the end. But I am happy he got a family at Kaya, he got a family at Power, he got a family at Highveld, and they were able to give him the due respect that he deserves. So for me, the family matters most. He has a family that belongs. They can draw on history. They can show you that this is where he belonged, this is where he was, and these were his colleagues at the time. There are people who would not be able to do that for you.
Hence, we call him Malume. Nyabonga baba.
Stay strong. Stay with the family.
Will do. Thank you so much. Same to you. Wow. What song do we close this show with that will sum up Mabena? There's a song that he played the special of latest at the Soul Sessions, because he DJed a lot at Soul Sessions. It's by Anthony Hamilton. Chris Fetchit, it was supposed to play in the top 10. And I think that song really sums up who this man was to you and I, on radio at least. Because once he switches on that mic, you knew he was going to give you nothing but the best of him. He gave us the best from Radio Bob to Metro to Highveld, back at Metro to Kaya 97, and he came back again to Kaya and now to Power. Condolences, Power. Given Mukari in particular, he lost a brother. And let's not even forget our former colleague Eddie G, the cousin to Bob. Condolences, my brother, to the wife and the kids. Condolences to the entire Mabena family. Condolences, and to you and I, Afropolitan, the man we grew up listening to, the man who also became part of our family in more ways than one, is no longer. At a tender young age of 51, only God knows what was next for him. But we also look up to him and say, "Kwe no tsaba." Amo ya waga go robala ka khutjo. Re khopela Modimo Manyeloi le ba dimba gabo ba mamogele ka ara paradise. Ga be se ne ako re khopela ba moswarele a tsene a khutje e be lengwe le le botse. Robala ka khutjo Mapena.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.